Yeah, my name is David Witherspoon, and I'm with Syngenta. And just to give you a quick background, Syngenta is an agricultural seed and chemical company. We're worldwide in scope. We're the largest chemical company in the world. And we're in multiple crops, from corn, soy, to vegetables, to flowers. But the reason we're here today is, as a company, we believe in ethanol, and we support ethanol. Ethanol has supported the rural community. It's been one of the few things, actually, the last several years that's really put money back into rural America, creating over 400,000 jobs and really supporting rural America. It also supports corn farming, for the amount of corn that's used, about a third of the corn today is used for production of ethanol. And as an agricultural company, that's very, very important to us. And Jack told you about our product, Inogen, which is a product that we deliver an enzyme to the ethanol plant, which creates efficiency in our corn. So it's designed specifically for the production of ethanol. And we're the only company that has a product in the market like that. But for us today, really in supporting this industry, when we see that consumers have a choice, consumers use ethanol. And we firmly believe if we can get consumers in front of E15 at the pump, consumers will use E15. But what we have to do is we have to give consumers the opportunity to use E15 in their vehicles. And NASCAR has supported E15, and they've run E15 for millions of miles with no problems to their engines, and we really appreciate that support in proving how good of a fuel E15 is. As a part of this today, and a part of our 3-year pledge, for every acre of Inogen that's planted, and we've actually made this pledge at this event last year, we're donating $1 for every acre back to support the ethanol industry. So today we'd like to give this check, to present this check to Growth Energy for $108,000. And this is to support the infrastructure of getting more pumps, gas pumps in the market so we can get more E15 in front of consumers. And we're providing this to Growth Energy and Kelly Manning. We also want to say we really appreciate the work that Growth Energy has done, not only with NASCAR, but with all across the ethanol community to support ethanol. And Kelly, thank you very much for all you guys have done. Thank you.
I believe I get the mic here for a little bit.
Kelly,
thank
you'd like to say a few words?
I was probably number 3 on the list of folks from to represent the ethanol industry today. I think number 1 was LeBron James. He has something else going on. Number 2, I understand, my wife watches this show called The Bachelorette, and there's this farmer from Iowa that's become quite popular not far from here. So they both were busy, but number 3, Kelly Manning, is here to represent. And I can't thank Syngenta and Inogen enough. I'm telling you, their commitment as an ag company to this industry is unparalleled. There are many ag companies out there, just like Syngenta, out there working with the American farmer. But Syngenta has stepped up like no other. And I want to thank them and give them a round of applause for their help.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
I'm not done yet, though.
I'll also
get to the E15 and why E15 is so important. A few years ago, and connecting to this sport, E15, we sat down with NASCAR leadership, and NASCAR wanted to take a green direction, and renewable fuels was the direction they were moving in, and the automakers were asking for them to run on a biofuel. Well, they selected ethanol as that biofuel, and we're proud to be with the Iowa Corn Growers and Corn Growers Association around the country that launched this effort. And I can tell you, and David mentioned it, we're rolling up here on 6 million miles of not one issue in the fuel. We're running in Camping World Truck Series, the Nationwide Series, and the Sprint Series. So we're across every series. They're made 3 major series, and we're very proud to be a part of that. That 6 million is important because when we did testing, E15 is the most tested fuel out there. We did 6 million miles of testing on regular vehicles too, not an issue. So this stuff's ready for the market. We have a few challenges to get through, and there most of them are at retail. So these dollars invested here are going to help make that knock down those challenges, and we're very thankful from Syngenta and other folks for stepping up and making that commitment. And we're blessed to be able to work in this industry that helps support the American farmer, the ethanol plants of America. I invite you to stop by one of those because I think we've been tagged. We've been definitely defined not as valuable as we are to this economy. So I ask all of you to go to one of the 200-plus biorefineries located around this country. And at the end of the day, we're here to support American consumers and help them. So I'm proud to be a part of this industry, and I will now turn the mic over. How's that sound?
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate your remarks. And last week was a very historic week in Iowa. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association actually announced that Quad County Corn Processors produced the first cellulosic gallon of ethanol in the state of Iowa last week. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Delane Johnson. He's the president and CEO of Quad County Corn Processors.
Thank you, Jack. As you indicated, my name is Delane Johnson, and I'm the CEO of Quad County Corn Processors. We're a 35 million gallon per year ethanol facility in the northwest part of the state. We're very proud to be here with NASCAR today, who's actually one of the users of our product that we are manufacturing there. And as he indicated, we also are manufacturing cellulosic ethanol at our facility. Quad County is generating both cornstarch ethanol, and now we're creating cellulosic ethanol. We're turning the corn kernel fiber into cellulosic ethanol, which is in essence getting more out of the same kernel of corn that we're already purchasing and processing. We think that's a huge step into the next phase of our business, where we're able to use fiber to convert that into ethanol and continue to help the green initiatives going forward in support of the RFS, which is a renewable fuel standard, which is a very important part of being able to have the consumers have choice at the pump. As David indicated, when there is a choice at the pump, consumers do choose ethanol because it is higher octane, good for the environment, and cheaper on a per gallon basis or a per mile traveled basis. We are very proud to have produced the first cellulosic gallon of ethanol in the state of Iowa. I believe it's actually the first corn kernel cellulosic gallon in the world in Galva, Iowa. And there are other cellulosic technologies moving forward that look like they'll be in production this year, which will also help the renewable fuel standard. We also are pleased that we have been the first commercial client of Syngenta's that ground their Inogen corn. We started grinding that full time on January 8th, 2013, and have been doing that for over a year and a half. And it's been a very good addition to our facility, not only because it's enhanced yield and our efficiency, but it also is allowing us to pay our local farmers for the production of that output trait corn, and leaving about $750,000 in our local community on an annual basis, compared to giving that to an alpha amylase manufacturer, which does not have a relationship with our facility or our communities. So that has been a very helpful event. We're also very proud that we have recently announced a collaboration with Syngenta on marketing our adding cellulosic ethanol technology, which can be added to all of the 200-plus facilities that currently grind corn and produce ethanol in the United States. They are going to market that in conjunction with their Inogen product. We anticipate that by using Inogen and our cellulosic technology, we're going to be able to increase the throughput for the facilities and at the same time reduce energy utilized linearly, so approximately 10 to 15% yield increase and approximately 10 to 15% energy decrease simultaneously. We're excited to be able to prove that out over the next few months as we run that through our facility and what that can do for our industry. Thank you very much for being able to be here today, and it is exciting to be part of the ethanol industry, and we appreciate your support of the ethanol industry as well.
Thanks, Delane. Really appreciate your comments and your partnership. We really do value that. Also today, we're pleased to have with us the president of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, Monty Shaw, and ask Monty just to give a couple comments about ethanol in Iowa.
Yeah, hello. Good afternoon. I don't know where most of you are from, but I grew up here in Iowa on a farm. Kind of came of age in the 1980s, which you might have heard of as the farm crisis. And I can tell you that it's exciting for an old farm kid to be able to be part of an industry that has really spurred rural economic growth. Over the last 8 to 10 years, the ethanol industry has returned prosperity to rural America and rural Iowa like we haven't seen, you know, really at any other time in their history. And so we're pretty excited about that. And how do we keep that going? And I think you're seeing a little bit of that here this week. Tonight, you know, weather permitting, I think it's looking good. Tonight, we're going to have a truck race, and they're going to run on E15, 15% ethanol. Tomorrow, there's an Indy race, and they're going to run on 85% ethanol, E85. And those are fuels that are available to consumers in the marketplace today, but only if you go to certain stations that have certain pumps. And so today, Syngenta has stepped up and has donated over $100,000 to help retailers get these fuels in front of consumers. And that's important to not just for consumers to have choices, lower cost, homegrown, higher performing fuels like E15 and E85, but it's also important to rural America, because if we're going to keep growing the economy, we need to have bigger markets. Quite frankly, you know, with the cellulosic technology like Quad County's done, if we're just going to sell E10, whether you know it or not, you guys probably all go out and usually buy a 10% ethanol blend when you buy it. If that's all we're going to offer consumers and sell, quite frankly, we don't really need cellulosic ethanol. We've got plenty of corn to do that. But with the exciting ability to turn other things other than a corn starch into ethanol, to use corn fiber from the kernel, to use stocks, to use waste, municipal solid waste, to use crop residues from around the country, we need bigger markets. We're still importing over 35% of our crude oil into this country. So there's a lot of growth to have an American product that performs better, and they're proving on the track this week. So I think what we're seeing here is real synergy between the need to get higher blends in front of consumers, like E15 and E85, to unlock the ability to produce the ethanol, not just from corn starch, but from corn kernel fiber and all the other exciting feedstocks that are out there. That's going to be good for the rural economy. That's going to be good for our energy independence. But most importantly, probably from your guys' perspective, it's going to be good for consumers. Who doesn't like to have options? Who doesn't like to have a lower cost fuel that actually performs better, burns cleaner? And that's what we're here today to talk about and to get done. So I just want to thank Syngenta and Quad County for having me here as part of this. And I want to thank the racing leagues for going green, if you will, and using this fuel. It's exciting to me that you can. I grew up watching racing, but I couldn't go to the corner gas station and buy the fuel that they were using in their cars. Today you can. You can go buy the same E15, the same E85 that's used in these series that will be running here this weekend. So with that, I'll turn it back over.
Thanks, Monty. Really appreciate the comments. And our final speaker today is our host, Jimmy Small. He's our president of the Iowa Speedway. And Jimmy, get some comments.
Sure. I'll be brief. I think the first thing to point out here at Iowa Speedway is mention how happy and pleased we are with our partnership lineup this year and in our past and what we have set up for the future. To represent, as Iowa Speedway, the premier sports facility property here in Iowa, to represent Iowan companies, Iowan industry at this level through competition elements is a wonderful honor. And you know, Iowa being the number one ethanol producing state in the country, that's something we're really proud of as a racetrack, to represent something that's so significant for Americans and for Iowans. So really proud to have these partners aboard, really excited to have this level of enthusiasm. They share, I think, for ethanol what we share in putting on great shows for our fans. So really excited about the race tonight. Really looking forward to crowning a champion on E15. Fuel tonight and E85 tomorrow night. So with that, I'll wrap it up. Thank you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Really appreciate it. With that, that concludes our presentation. But if we have any time, I don't know if we have time for any questions. Can we take some?
Carol Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, Jerry? I'd like to ask Kelly, Jerry Perkins from Biofuels Journal, Kelly. I'd like to ask you, what specifically are you going to be able to use this $108,000 from Syngenta for?
Specifically, it'll be utilized to work our efforts that are around retail to get them to run higher blends of ethanol above E10.
Is it going to go towards helping retailers finance installation of blenders?
There's a whole host of things that take place. There'll be capital investments. Some retailers have to make, some make none. We help them in marketing and promotion of the product. So there's a lot of elements when you sit down with the different retailers on how we can utilize these funds. But they will certainly be delivered through that mechanism.
Do we have time for any
update?
Sure. Yes, sir.
We're getting ones from Germany Regional Press Agency. A question to you as well. You said earlier you had a lot of tests, no engine failures. What about older cars? Is there a problem when we use E15 for older cars, let's say a 10-year-old car, engine development or construction was not sophisticated like it is nowadays? Can there be damage to the engine?
That's a good question. The EPA came out and ruled. Should I speak in the mic?
Yeah, that's
okay. The EPA came out and ruled 2001 and newer vehicles were approved for E15, but not historical cars. It was based on the testing. We only were able to do test models that went back that far. And this actually involves over 80% of the cars out there today, 2001 and newer. And continues to grow. So there's not a lot of the fuel cars out there beyond that are older than 2001. But for them, there will still be that E10 option. We're not saying that will be lifted. We're just saying there will be more options at most of the pumps. Does that answer your question? So yes, they could still run. If I have a 1998 Ford Ranger, I'm still going to be able to get E10 at that. Yes, at that fueling station.
There would be no risk damage the engine or whatever.
No.
Okay. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
That concludes our presentation.
Thanks.